Chapter 5. Has anyone seen Polaris?
Bound by honour, duty and obligation, the lawyer arrived in Town Square with the Beagle in tow, just as the sun dipped below the horizon. In his polished black briefcase were proof of his identity, his diploma from law school, a copy of every possible chart and map, though none showed the location of destiny, and all the money that he could gather. Under his arm was tucked today's 4-page newspaper, and in his hand was the leash he had purchased for the Beagle. Although he had been given insufficient information and too little time, the lawyer was constrained by his vanity and his pride. Cost him what it might, he would march out of Town Square precisely as instructed and with his dignity perfectly intact. The Beagle tugged gently on the end of her tether, like a fish teasing a baited hook. The lawyer looked down. Turning her head from side to side, the Beagle seemed to be inspecting the crowd that had gathered in the dusky dark, looking for someone. The Beagle turned and fixed her gaze firmly on the lawyer. A thought came into his mind. Gathering his courage and suspending his pride, he shouted,
"Has anyone seen Polaris?"
and waited to see if there would be an answer. Tick, 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 tick. The lawyer's watch was wide awake now. The only other sound was the orange and brown crackle of autumn leaves falling upon the weighty stare of the silent crowd. Finally,
There is Polaris,
croaked an ancient voice in the darkening gloom. The lawyer, the Beagle, and the crowd turned to face the source of the sound. It was an old farmer, pointing into the sky beyond the official clock.
There is Polaris,
he repeated again.
The one true star of the north, the only gleam in the heavens that does not move.
Having thus spoken, the old farmer looked at the Beagle. The Beagle wagged her tail.
Intellect!
Boomed the voice of Judge Gray.
Are you ready to begin your journey?
I am here,
replied the lawyer, not entirely answering the judge's question. Judge Gray continued.
All of us are counting on you, Counselor. We trust you won't let us down.
And with no more ceremony than that, the lawyer and the Beagle walked off into the darkness, guided only by a gleam in the sky.